going to get this started, and then we'll go into the service, and we're going to briefly do a service, and then we are going to be praising and worshiping even more after we do this service. Because I feel this is a time for us to get ready and a time for us to be prepared, because Thanksgiving is coming, and we've got a lot to be thankful for. It may not feel like it, may not look like it, but we do. Amen?
Amen. We have the harvest come.
And we want the harvest to come.
Amen.
We're going to pray real quick. Heavenly Father, I lift up what we just praised and worshiped to, Father. I declare it and claim it in the heavenlies, Father, that we are to be your little Davids. We are here. We have been asking, Father, for your help. We have been asking for you to deliver. We've been asking for you to be, for us to be victorious over the enemy. And what this song is talking about, Lord, is that we are victorious, and stop whining, because you are giving us that victory. You're giving us the power and the authority, but it might not be coming in the way we expected it to come. Amen. So, Father, help us to believe it and receive it in the way that you want us to have it. That, Father, that we are to hide in those trees, amongst the mulberry trees, just like David did, until you called him out to be victorious in the war that he was standing in front of at that time. Just because we win one battle doesn't mean we're going to come into it in the same way. We have to listen to you, Lord, and you are going to direct us and guide us in the timing and how we should do that. And so, Father, I ask for us to be humble. I ask for us to release all pride and self-righteousness and anything that's in us that hinders us from the Holy Spirit moving within us, Father. I pray for those things to be purged from us, to cleanse our bodies. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Father, clean house from top to bottom. Clean us out. Make us full of the Holy Spirit. Give us your mindset. Give us your heart, Lord, that we are guided and directed by you, and that through all the grieving and all the other things that are going on in the world, Lord, that we understand that that's not of you, that this is an evil world. This is a world that is full of sickness, disease, and death. You came to save the life of everyone on earth. You came for the world. That's what you say in John 6, why you sacrificed your body, why you gave your flesh and your blood. You came to save every single person in this world. But we live in a fallen world, and we have to choose to, no matter what happens, that we're going to look up. We're not going to look horizontal. We're going to look up to you and trust you in everything that's going on, that you have us in mind, that you will take care of us no matter what. But we must trust you, and you will equip us to fight the battle. And this isn't a physical battle, this is a spiritual battle. And that's what this song is all about, is a two-edged sword. When we praise you, when we pray to you, and we declare your word, we are fortifying you, we are bringing heaven down to earth, and we are defeating the enemy, because it is your word, and it's your integrity, it's your name on the line, and your word is truth. We have to decide whether or not we're going to believe it. And so, Father, we are going to declare and claim everything in your word. We speak out. We're going to speak it out. It's your truth. We're going to stand on it. We're going to choose to stand on it. Whether we're already down on bended knees because of broken lives, because of lost loved ones, no matter what, we're going to trust in you. We're going to believe in your word, because you are not a liar. The enemy would like to make it look like you are, but you are no liar. Your word is truth. It is your integrity. It's your name on the line. So we're going to stand on it, Father. I praise you and I thank you this day. And again, guide us, Holy Spirit, in everything what we do, that we move the people. We want mended hearts. We want encouragement, Father, for the people that are hurting. We want them to be thanks-filled with all the things that are good in the world that you have done for them, that you share with them. We want them to know they are loved by you. And so help us this day in everything we do, that it helps to fill them up so full they're overflowed, and that overflow is going to go to those that are close and near to them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to do some praise and worship. Real quick, before we get started, I'm going to read a little thing out of my spiritual warfare Bible that I purchased at the Women's Conference, the Warrior Bride Conference, and it has to do with praise and worship. This is really a big deal, and I pray that people will get this. Praise and worship is huge. Prayer, number one, praise and worship is that's our weapon. And that's what that says on that song too. God's word, it's a two-edged sword. It's going to lift him up. It's going to defeat the enemy. But praise and worship is also going to do the same thing.
Hallelujah.
That is our way of defeating the enemy. It's got to be spiritual, and this is our way of doing it. We can't physically do it. There's no way. So I just want to read out of here real quick this little paragraph about praise and worship. It says, praise and worship are two different ways of expressing our love to God. In praise, we turn our eyes to God and away from ourselves. If we enter his gates with thanksgiving, and this is key, you have to listen to this. If we enter his gates with thanksgiving, we can go on into his courts with praise. See, that's like a key. If you're giving thanksgiving, that's a key in the gate to go into the court. We can go on into his courts with praise when we magnify him for his greatness and his goodness. And that's out of Psalms 100. We praise him for who he is and for his mighty acts toward the sons of men. We exalt him as we recognize his love and power. True worship occurs when our spirits have experienced a divine encounter with the living God. In worship, the believer expresses the affection and deep devotion of his heart in the presence of God. In its deepest sense, worship is a heart's response to the manifest presence of God. And that was from Fuchsia Pickett, presenting the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Can I ask you something, Vicki? The Lord laid it upon my heart this week that there's a lot of people that are feeling down. And there's one thing to remember. We don't have to feel down, because at the cross of Calvary, when Jesus died on the cross, he did that because he loved us so much. Amen. And he is the seed that God brought down to the earth for us. And Satan thought he had defeated that seed, that he uprooted that seed. And he's trying to do that again by all the things that are going on in our world today to uproot all those seeds. But here's the key. We have to rejoice, because that seed will never die, and that's the word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the only thing that will be standing is his word.
Yes.
And Amen. As long as we have his word, we have so many things to be thankful for.
Yes.
He gives us our breath. If you're breathing today, that came from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you have your heartbeat, then that is of the Lord too, because you don't have the power to stop your heartbeat.
Amen.
On
Amen.
Your own.
Amen.
And it's just like, we have so many things to be thankful for.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people want to say, well, I don't have a good job, or I don't have a good car, or, you know, I don't have this or that. But if you're driving a junker, guess what? It's still working, and you're
Amen.
Doing it
to and fro. Amen. Hallelujah.
It's just with a little bit of mustard seed, the faith is all you need, and he takes care of you. If you look back, if you walk with him long enough, and you look back, you can see all the things that he's done for you.
Amen.
He's never left you.
Amen.
And I can say in my own life, I've been walking with the Lord now probably 34 years, and I have never been let down by the Lord.
Amen.
I have to look at the circumstances when I'm in the battle, what's coming my way, and discerning, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit, to see why, what's coming at me. And then it's like, is this coming from the Lord, or is this coming from Satan? It's obviously Satan. Why? Because he came to kill, rob, and destroy. If you do those assessments, it gives you more of a way to be thankful for what God really gives you. Because he gives us the tools. He gives us his word, which is the Bible, which is a love letter to each and every one of us.
Amen.
And if you look at it as a love letter, you'll never be disappointed. And so we have lots to be thankful for, because it isn't over yet until God says it's over.
Hallelujah.
This election isn't over until God says it's over. And he has a tremendous blessing coming our way that we can't even fathom what he's going to do for us. And we have to stay strong in him. And how do we stay strong? We stay strong in the word of God.
Amen.
So right now, the battle is heavy. And that's why you have to lift up your hands and praise him.
Amen.
Praise him in the storm. When your heart is just broken to beyond measures, and you're so angry and you're raging inside, the human thing to do is just add on to that and go with it. But if you love the Lord Jesus, you have to take a moment and say, oh dear God, this is where I'm at right now. Come, be with me, help me. Help me understand why I feel what I'm going through. Show me the things that I'm going through. But regardless of whether you show me now or later, I'm still going to praise you in the storm.
Amen.
Amen. What the enemy means for evil, he turns it to good. And you praise him in the storm no matter what's going on. What the enemy means for evil, he turns to good and uses for our good and betterment. And we praise him in the storms. We praise him in the waves. We don't need to be drowned in those waves, because he's going to save us and rescue us.
Just amen.
Tell him what you're struggling with today.
Amen. Amen. I don't know, I want to kind of bring to your attention regarding that video. If you noticed, the songs that praise God from whom all blessings flow, that they were singing, these are young people, and they're singing hymnals.
Yes.
I hope you caught that, because we are in a time that the young and the old have to come together, and
amen.
There's nothing that's, we can't come together and enjoy together. And as you'll notice, people on Facebook, we don't have a band. So we do play videos from other groups. We do have a CCL license to do that. And we just do it because we are sharing it from here, because this is what we use for praise and worship, and we're just sharing that with you. And I'm going to give a little plug for all these groups that you're going to see here today, and these songs that we're going to do. It just hit me today. It's like, you know, we here at Hilltop, we use their music because we don't have musicians. We don't have people that play the guitar or the keyboard. Bless Joe's heart, he does the drums for us, because we don't have a band. And so we have to rely on YouTube. And there are so many anointed musicians out there right now. And a lot of these you're going to hear today. Pay attention to them. Pay attention to them, truthfully. They are so anointed. Check out their websites. And I pray that in some way, somehow, you support them in their mission, their work. Because they are truly anointed. And it didn't hit me till today that, you know, I'm thankful that we have their YouTube videos to watch and to use. But we need in some way, each and every one of us, determine that we're going to support them somehow, whether it be prayer or maybe financially contribute to their websites, buy their music. But some way, somehow, that their mission can go forth, that we're helping them out with that. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to start our praise and worship, and I'm not going to interrupt it anymore, because I want us to all stay in the mode of the Holy Spirit in praise and worship. This next song, before we started, I just was feeling a move of the Holy Spirit that I need to talk a little bit about this before we sing this song. Because some people might say, well, why are we singing this song? And I'm going to read you a little thing here in my Spiritual Warfare Bible again. It says, 3 steps to a new life. It says, giving some how-to instructions to the Ephesians church, Paul wrote, and this is over in Ephesians, I go into Ephesians 6, but it's over by Ephesians 5, 4 and 5. But it says, giving some how-to instruction to the Ephesians church, Paul wrote, if indeed you have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off the former way of life in the old nature, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new nature, which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. And they're referring to Ephesians 4, 23 through 24. It says, notice three distinct steps there. First, put off the former way of life. Second, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In talking about the old self, Paul mentions lust, impurity, falsehood, lying, anger, bitterness, stealing, unwholesome talk, rage, brawling, slander, and every form of malice. But notice in the midst of that list, he states the third step. Do not give place to the devil.
Amen.
And that comes from Judson Franklin, the spirit of Python, which slowly kills, suffocates its prey.
Yep.
And I want to add to this, in the verses that I pray every morning, I always read Romans 13, and at Romans 8:9 says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law. For this you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And I want to reference just some scriptures to go along with that to be read later. Leviticus 19:18, Matthew 5, verses 38 through 48, Galatians 5, verse 1, and then 13 through 26, and then the entire chapter of 1 Corinthians 13. Because we don't want to be a clanging cymbal. So if, truthfully, if we all obeyed what God's word said, we wouldn't have the problems we have right now. And we need to come to repentance. We have to come to repentance. If we want to see change in our lives, we need repentance. But we also need to repent for other people. It's not just about us. We need to say, Lord, I'm sorry for what we're doing here, what they're doing over there. Please forgive us. We need to be accountable to other people's actions as well and repent. And that's what this song is all about.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please stand for the word of God? Thank you. To begin your Bibles today, please turn to Psalms 107. Thanksgiving to the Lord, for he has great works of deliverance. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north, from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go into a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and he fills a hungry soul with goodness. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound and afflicted in their irons, because they rebelled against the word of God, and despised the counsel of the Most High, therefore, he brought down their heart with labor, And they fell down and there was no one to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of the darkness and out of the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Fools, because of their transgression, because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their souls abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He had sent his word, and he healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for the wonderful works for the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare the works with rejoicing. And those who go down to the sea in the ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and the wonders of the deep. For he commanded and raised up the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea and the mount up to the heavens, and they go down again into the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are in the wits end, and at are their wits' end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of all of their distresses. He calms the storm so that the waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desired haven. Oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders. He turned rivers into the wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, and for the wicked to those who dwell in it. He turned the wilderness into pools of water and dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry dwell, that they may establish a city for a dwelling place, and sow fields and plant vineyards, that they may yield a fruitful harvest. He also blesses them, and they greatly multiply. And he does not let their cattle decrease. And when they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes because then and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. And yet he sets the poor on high, far from affliction, and makes their families like flock. The righteous see it and rejoice, and all iniquities stop at its mouth. Whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. I've been back at the sound booth, is why I haven't been up here in hiding. So we're not going to take a lot of time this morning because, like I said earlier, we are going to spend more time in praise and worship. And in spiritual warfare, there's so much stuff going on right now, and I truthfully feel that a lot of people are probably so heartbroken right now that how can they even look forward to Thanksgiving, to that day? And my heart cry is to everyone is that may you somehow between now and that day be thanks-filled. Mm-hmm. That your heart will be thanks-filled. Mm-hmm. That you're going to see, you're going to look through everything you're going through right now, and you're going to find the goodness of God. God is not a God of sickness and disease. God is not a God of everything that's going on in this earth right now that's evil. God is a good God. He is a loving God. He cares for us, and he is going to get us through anything and everything we're going through right now.
Amen.
We just need to keep looking up. Don't look here. When you look this way, you're into anxiety and fear, into despair.
It is so easy to get caught up in despair. Pastor Marie had one of the prophetic videos she showed us the last couple weeks, and I can't remember which one it was. I think it might have been Christmas. But made the comment on the fact that God's ways are opposite of what the world's ways are. And I'm seeing that more and more. And we truly have to keep looking up at Him. With some of the things that are going on right now, and I can understand why non-believers don't see it. Because the enemy, you've got to remember, Satan is very good at the word. He's a fallen angel. He's very good at it. He can manipulate it. I mean, he manipulated Adam and Eve into eating the apple. He's very good at it. And if you're not careful of what you allow in your ear gates and your eye gates, you might start believing the deceit of the enemy. You have to stand on the word, and you have to stand for those. You might not like the person, but you need to stand for what is standing on God's word. And believe that God isn't moving. He's going to be victorious. That you're going to pray about it. You're going to stand on this. You're going to praise and worship. Because truthfully, when you really, and you've got to be very careful what you're allowing in, because like I said, there's so many things that are, if you're looking at it, you're like, wow, what they're saying, what the world is saying does make sense. But then you talk to somebody that's in God's realm, and that makes sense, and it's the exact same thing. So you really need to stand on God and God's word. You've got to be really careful. I'm seeing it more and more. So today I'm not going to take up a lot of time because we are going to do some spiritual warfare, but I wanted to just share a little bit with you. As I had mentioned before, I pray every morning. There's certain scriptures that I read every single morning. I read all of John 6, and then I pray certain songs and certain scriptures every single morning for the world. I declare it, claim it. And you might say, why is she bringing that up again? It's probably because somebody needs to hear it. The Lord hasn't released me from not talking about it yet or doing it. I've been doing it for over a year now, and He has not released me from that. And I just want to bring to you the scriptures that I read every morning. It's kind of funny to me. You know, you may not feel like rejoicing. You may not feel like celebrating. Choose to do a sacrificial praise and worship. It's not easy. It's the most difficult thing in the world you ever do. I lost my husband back in 2005, and I could have been bitter. He died at home. He died in front of my daughter and myself. I tried giving him CPR. He did not survive. I could have turned bitter. I could have gotten angry at God for the whole situation. You need to decide, and this is up to you, but you need to decide to look at how did God bless you in that situation as far as that person, not that he died. No, that's a horrible thing. That's a horrific thing for anybody to deal with. But what I'm looking at is what did God bless me with while I had him with me? We need to start looking at the things that he blessed, because none of us are going to be here forever. We're all going to be gone. We don't know when. But it's also not our choice to make that decision when we go. And many are dealing with that right now. And we're going to deal with that in some of our praise and worship. Our spiritual warfare, because that's wrong. God's got a plan for every single one of us here, every single one of us on earth. He came for the life of the world. He gave his life for every single person here. As long as you have breath in you, there is a reason why you are here. You just need hope, and you need Jesus. You need Jesus. He is the answer. Matthew 12:21, it's his name. Jesus is the answer for the entire world. So I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I just wanted to kind of brush real quick on these songs and scriptures that I've been doing for months. Most of them talk about praise, rejoice, be joyful, be thankful. So if it's in here, shouldn't we maybe do it? Shouldn't we maybe apply it? And like I said, sometimes it is not going to be easy. You might be on bended knee, your heart might be broken. You're grieving, and we get that, we understand that. I don't know how to put this. I envision, and I've seen this picture before, and some of you may have seen it, where Jesus is holding up the young man who's got the hammer in his hand and he's bleeding, and Jesus is holding him up. That is one of my most favorite pictures, because it's like a picture of us. We are so broken. And yet he's lifting us up. And he's got a hammer in his hand. We're the ones who put the nails in his hands. Our sins. Every single sin that we could have possibly thought of or have done or will do, he took that all upon himself. And he's trying to lift you up. He's trying to hold you up. It's okay to have emotions, but don't let emotions have you. We all grieve. We all hurt. Let Jesus heal you. Let him be the one holding you at night. That's the worst time ever, is when you're in a crisis or you're worrying about something, is to be alone. Take your Bible. Read your Bible till you fall asleep. Hug your Bible like a teddy bear. Hold on to it and sleep with it. You have to. Let him comfort you. And that's what we're hoping we can do today with the songs that we're going to sing here in a little bit, is to move you, stir you up a little bit, that you can start thinking there is hope. And I want you to start thinking of different little things in this world that he's done for you. If you really look, and that some of it's the simplest things, he might share a beautiful sunrise or a sunset. He might share a flower with you that is just absolutely gorgeous. Just little things that you might be taking for granted every single day. Stop. You're going somewhere. Stop. Look. He might be wanting to share something with you. He's trying to show you he loves you. Don't be in such a rat race of chaos that you miss the good things from him. Because he is there. He's there all around us. And so, I just encourage you to get into his word. I'm going to read one psalm. I'm surprised Karen didn't pick this, but I half expected her to do it. The one she picked was awesome. But this is another one, Psalms 100.
That was going
to
be that.
I thought you were going to. And I'm going to read this out of the Passion Translation because I really like the way it said. It says, a poetic song for Thanksgiving. It says, lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it, everyone, everywhere. As you serve him, be glad and worship him. Sing your way into his presence with joy. And I want to say this as I'm starting this out. You're defeating the enemy by doing that. Do not let the enemy deceive you into thinking it's okay to be down in a pit because of the bad that's in your life. We understand that, but there's got to come a point where you allow Jesus to lift you up. And the way you're going to be lifted up is to say, the enemy doesn't win. Mm-hmm. I am not allowing to win. I'm going to praise the Lord whether I feel like it or not. And if I can't even get up out of my bed or off the ground, I'm still going to praise the Lord. You defeat the enemy by doing that. And realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God. For he is our creator. And do you think he created you just to destroy you? Think about that. If he's our creator, do you think he created us to destroy us and ruin us? For he is our creator and we belong to him. We are the people of his pleasure. You can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. Hello, we talked about that with that one song. That opens the gate. Praise opens, or actually it's thanksgiving opens the gate. And then praise takes you into the court. And what that means is it's actually a deeper relationship. You're getting into a deeper relationship with him. So you need to make that choice. Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. Come, bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you, so kind that it will astound you. And he is famous for his faithfulness toward all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted. Do you trust him? Do you trust him truthfully? Trust. For he keeps his promises to every generation. And it is to a point where you've got to stand on this. You've got to say, he's not a liar. He promises me this, he promises me that. I'm standing on it. We are to a point here in this world. We can't just take it for granted. We can't be complacent. We have to. We can have other people do it for us or with us, but we have to stand ourselves. We're to that point where we have no choice. We have to do that. And that's where the spiritual warfare comes in. Is you've got to make a choice to say, no more, no more. I'm done being the garbage. I'm done being his dumping zone, Satan's dumping zone. You've got to get this in us and listen to God and what he says about us. He loves us. I think the hardest obstacle we have in our lives is getting past me, myself, and I. The self-loathing, we are so insecure in ourselves, we don't like ourselves many times. We feel hopeless, and we should be hopeful in him. He's got a plan for us. If we're here, he's got a plan for us. So I believe it's the biggest obstacle is ourselves. If we would get our mind on him and not on what's happening here, it's easier said than done, but we have to make that choice. If we're going to be victorious. So we're going to praise and worship. First, we're going to do a song that we're going to sing, and I pray everybody that's watching on Facebook is going to sing it along as well, because I want to sing it out to the world. It's called The Blessing by Carrie Jobe and Cody Carnes, and I want it to be a worldwide, or whoever's watching us, a blessing to the entire world. Okay? So we're going to do that.
We're going to do that song one more time. That time we did it and we were praying it for the world. And I want, the Lord put this on my heart a long time ago. We had a dire need with a family member that was on death, that nearly died. And I was down in the, at the hospital, and I was down in the, the chapel, praying. And the Lord told me, he said, you know, they're not the only ones sick. They're not the only one has family mourning for them or worried about them. He put on my heart that we need to pray for everyone, because we're not the only ones that suffer. And so that's why I asked that we pray that out to the world. Okay, this time, I got to find it. My apologies. This time I want you to pray it again, and this time sing it to yourself. You're going to say it as to yourself. It's going to be you, it's going to be me, I, instead of to someone else. Does that make sense? Because it's the first time we sang it out to the world. This time I want you to believe it, because I think a lot of people don't believe that's for them.
Amen.
And so we're going to do it this time, but I want you to sing it to you. And wherever it says you, you put me, or whatever tense of the word needs to be in there. Hang on just a sec. And I'm going to read real quick Psalm 91, just the latter part of it, because it's written in red. It says, because he has set his love upon me, and that, this is Jesus talking to us. Because he, that which is us, has set his love upon me, which is Jesus, therefore will I, Jesus, deliver him. I, Jesus, will set him on high, because he has known my name, the name Jesus Christ. He shall call upon me, Jesus, and I, Jesus, will answer him. I, Jesus, will be with him in trouble. I, Jesus, will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I, Jesus, satisfy him and show him my, Jesus' salvation. He's talking to us. It's not the other way around. And to me, that's a hard thing for us to grasp, that he would honor us and he would talk to us that way. And so I think people have a problem with that. And that's why on this song, I want you to sing this to you. I think it's very important. People felt that, because to me, it is so powerful when you put me in there. We need to be focused on other people first. Yes. But then to do that to yourself, it's like it makes you, you've got to learn to believe it. Yes. If you keep saying it, you're going to believe it. And that's what I'm hoping, that that hits people's hearts, to believe that he is for them. He is for me.
Amen.
That to believe that. So that is it for the moment. Karen, we're going to do communion actually on Facebook today. So would you mind doing that? People on Facebook, if you're obviously you're probably at home. So we want you to, we're going to share communion with you today. And I would like you to go get either, if you've got juice, get yourself a little juice and a cracker or whatever you can find that can be a piece of bread, cracker, even a small piece of cookie or whatever, and get yourself some juice or something that you can use as your elements to take communion along with us. And Karen's going to start that here for us. While you're doing that, I'm going to get the next set of songs going.
I'm going to read scripture here, and it's also talking about communion. I'm going to read it in two ways. Starting in Matthew 26, can everybody hear me? Should I get the mic?
What was that?
Starting in Matthew 26, I'll come up here.
Is that better?
Yes.
All right. Starting in chapter Matthew 26, starting with verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, blessed it and broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to him, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." If you go to John 6, I think this is pretty powerful because I want to do communion a different way. Jesus says he's the bread of life. Most of us, What's the God of life? What does that mean? He is our bread of life. He is what gives us our substance to get through every heartbreak, every struggle, every devastating thing that can ever happen to us. He is that source that can help heal us. And he did this because he died on the cross for us. He loved us that much. So starting in verse 41, the Jews then complained about him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it that he says this? I have come down from heaven. Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, anyone who has heard and has learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. But this is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the world, the life of the world. What does that all mean? That means he took every single sin, every bad, evil thing upon his shoulders and was separated from the Holy Father God for us. He was unrecognizable when he died on the cross. And so this cracker that we're taking, it represents him, what he did for us. And so at this time, we'll take our cracker. And Lord, you say to bless it. So Father God, we bless this cracker. We thank you, Lord, for dying for us, Lord. Thank you for taking all of the sins of the world onto your shoulders, and to be separated from the Lord, Father, the Holy One of God. We thank you, Lord, that you willingly laid your life down for us. We thank you and praise you for loving us that much, Lord. And so, Lord, you say to do this in remembrance of you. And therefore, Father, we take this cracker and we receive it in Jesus' name. And Father, you also say to take this cup, for this was the blood that you shed on the cross for the remission of sins, Lord, for all of us, Lord. You also said to do this in remembrance of you, Father. And Father, through this blood, you have broken every single curse that could ever come against us. It's your blood that protects us. It's your blood that gives us life, Lord. And we give you all thanks and praise for it. And we do this awesome remembrance of you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, we thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us. Lord, you also say that your flesh is the food indeed, and by your blood we drink it indeed. He, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, abides in me, and I abide in him. There's no separation there. And some of us forget that. We think God left us if we screw up and make a mistake. He says in his word, no, he doesn't. I am in he, and he is in me. And as a loving Father sent me, I live because of the Father. He who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, as your fathers have ate the manna and are dead. But he who eats this bread will live forever. That's a promise that we will have eternity with him forever and ever and ever. And that is what gives us hope. And so I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
We're only here for a short time. This isn't our home, but he loves us enough to help us do whatever we need to do. And so I hope you're encouraged by this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So Heavenly Father, I seal this time together, Father, by the blood of Jesus. I pray for every single participant on Facebook and the people here, Lord. Blessings and favor this week. Father, help us to be in some way or manner able to be with family, whether it be at home or whether it be via the internet or whatever, but that we are able to join together with family and friends some way safely. And Father, just bless every single person that's watching. Heal them, Father, in the way that they need healed. Give them restoration, Lord. You know their hearts. You know what they're going through. Help them to see you in many things this week that they can choose to be thankful. Help them to have that hunger, Holy Spirit, to want to praise the Lord, that you are the answer. You are the healer. You're the great physician. In Jesus' name. Now we're going to praise and worship spiritual warfare. Anybody that wants to stay on Facebook and continue to listen to us, you're more than welcome to do that, because we're doing this for you. There's so many people that are hurting right now that we just want to just praise the Lord, because as we said before, that is the weapon against the enemy. And so that's what we're going to do for a while until we feel that the time is done. And again, blessings to everyone. Thank you.
I call this song the Battle Rattle.
That's just all I know of it.
This rattle, but somehow when I'm listening to it, I'm like a battle rattle.
So yeah. It's shaking the bones. Come on, wake up. There's life. There's life. This one I declare for everybody that thinks suicide.
Yes.
Because
I'm praying over all of the young people right now. We come against any spirit of death. You cannot touch our young ones in Jesus' name, Satan. I put the bloodline between you and them.
Yes.
Will not take out this generation in Jesus' name. Amen. I come against you in Jesus' name. I bind your tactics. I bind your assignments right now. And I tear down your strongholds and your assignments against the generation, the next generation. And I command you in the name of Jesus to stop your antics in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I speak life to those people.